Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, how do I explain the silence? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 3 years and I work from home, but I have to travel sometimes for conferences. I often ride with coworkers if it's a short distance. Last week, I drove and Don and Calvin from work jumped in with me. I made sure not to tell my husband who was riding with me until we got in the car so I could act like I went up to the office and the guys just happened to end up in my car. My plan worked, and my husband called right as we pulled up to the hotel in Austin. I stayed in my car to take the call while Don and Calvin got our bags. It started raining, so I had to rush off the phone and get into the hotel because I couldn't find my umbrella. I threw my phone in my purse and hurried out of the rain. I checked in and got my phone out of my purse. Don was in my room because he had brought my bag for me, up for me. I had no idea that I had butt dialed my husband and he was on the other end of the phone listening to our conversation. Don laughed about how bad I drive and how poor Calvin was holding on for dear life because I was speeding. We laughed and talked for a minute or two, and then Don came over and hugged me and put both of his hands under my butt and kissed the soul out of my body. That boy laid it on me, and I was speechless. Then he just walked out and didn't say a word. My husband apparently hung up at that point, and he called me back. He said he heard that I had two men in my car, and I didn't tell him. And to make it worse, I had a man in my room. But what upset him the most was the long silence he heard before Don walked out of my room. How do I explain the silence? I don't know what all he heard. Do I confess or keep acting dumb? Girl, you messed up, and you messed up big time. I don't know how you can fix this. At first, you deliberately didn't tell your husband about the plan with your coworkers riding with you. That one worked, kind of, sort of, not really, though. And then you thought you got away with it. But then you go and butt dial your man. Now, you know, I don't condone lying. I don't do that, especially when the truth will do. But there are always, Steve, exceptions to the rule. I hate to admit this, but you know you can't tell your husband about how this man grabbed you, hugged you, and kissed you, grabbed your butt, cuffed you, but you can't do it.
We lied.
You can't tell your husband that. You know you can't.
We lying.
Yes.
Your husband's not going to take it well, to say the very least. He's not. You say, do you confess or keep acting dumb? You got to keep acting dumb in this one. You got to act crazy, dumb, whatever it takes. But you can't tell your husband that. You cannot. Steve?
Let me handle this.
You got it. Help her with the lie, because you know.
Well, you know, you've been married 3 years. You work from home. You have to travel. I often ride with coworkers if it's a short distance. Last week I drove. Don and Calvin from work jumped in with me. Now, ain't no two men just jumped in no car with no woman. This was planned. And it was planned by Don and Calvin. And you went along with the plan because you kind of wanted this to happen. Let's stop this reindeer game, little girl, you playing. I made sure not to tell my husband who was riding with. Why? 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 If it's harmless, why? It's your turn to drive. You the co-worker. It's your turn. Don had a turn. Calvin had a time. Sheila had a time. It's your turn. But you already know you wanted Don and Calvin in your car. You know, so they ride with me until we got in the car. I couldn't tell my husband who was riding with me until we got in the car. So I could act like I went up to the office and the guys just happened to end up in my car. Wait a minute. So why you got to act like that? The reason you got to act like that is that they just got in your car is because it was planned this way. You knew it. They knew it. My plan worked and my husband called right as we pulled up to the hotel in Austin. Oh, y'all in Texas. Okay. I stayed in my car to take the call while Don and Calvin got our bags. It started raining, so I had to rush off the phone to get inside the hotel because I couldn't find my umbrella. No, because you can't get your hair wet. Let's go and cut this out right here. If we going to do these lines, let's do between the lines, too. You got to get off this damn phone because you cannot get your hair wet because the one that you like can't see you with your hair matted on your head. I threw my phone in my purse, hurried out the rain. I checked in, got my phone out my purse. Don, here the one. Don Deli Juan.
Thank you.
Don the magic wand. Yeah, Don was in my room because he had bought my bag up for me. Not Calvin. Not his ugly-ass friend, Calvin. Don bought your bags up to the room.
Calvin,
Don told ugly-ass Calvin,
ugly.
I got these bags, dog. Don't worry about this. The plan, we finally got her up here by ourselves.
Mm. All right,
when
hang
I
on,
I come
Steve.
Back, I'm going to tell you what happened. When pretty-ass Don dropped her bags off.
He is cute. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, how do I explain the silence? We'll get back into that right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, how do I explain the silence?
See, you ain't got to explain the silence. What you done, you got to just explain this whole trip that you, Don, and Calvin had planned to take together. Because you act like it was a work trip and y'all drive when it's short distances. And you went up to the office and Don and Calvin was riding with you. Now, you didn't want to tell your husband that Don and Calvin was riding with you. You wanted to act like when you went up to the office, they jumped in your car. Now, can't nobody do that without permission, without planning. Oh, no. I can't do that. My husband would never allow me. He would think it's improper for me to drive two men. Y'all drive all the way down to Austin. Y'all in the car. Your plan worked. And then your husband called right as y'all pulled up to that hotel in Austin. Her, Calvin, and Don. Yeah, so now he called, and you stayed in your car to take the call while you watch big old strong Don and Calvin carry your bags out
strong.
Up
He's
to
so
your
fine.
Room. Looking at Don back, Don just picked them bags up like they wasn't nothing. Ooh, Donnie. It started raining, so I had to rush off the phone and get inside the hotel because I couldn't find my umbrella. You had to hang up that phone, rush to get into that hotel because you can't get your damn hair wet. You can put your jacket on your head, but you can't get your hair wet. I threw my phone in my purse and I hurried out of the rain. I checked in, got my phone out of my purse. Don was in my room. Now, wait a minute. Now, hold up. Didn't you see? Now, I read in the letters different. I went and get inside the hotel because I couldn't. I threw my phone in my purse. I hurried out the rain. I checked in and got my phone out of my purse. You checked in. Oh, really? See, this is how I know you lying. Because you say you checked in, but when you got up to your room, Don was there. Now, whose room was you in? Was you in the room you just checked in and Don was up there? Or was you going to Don's room the whole time? Or did Don check in and get your key and was waiting on you? Either way, how come you wasn't surprised when Don was in your room? See, girl, even when you typing, you lying. But you dealing with a professional.
What? Liar?
I read
what?
Between the lines. See, Shirley didn't see this. Because she don't lie a lot.
He just brought her bags to the room.
No. But how he get in the room if she just checked in later on downstairs? She lied.
Criminal mind.
Don laughed and I brought my bag up to my room. I had no idea that I had butt dialed my husband and he was on the other end of the phone listening to our conversation. Don laughed about how bad I drive.
Well, how did he do it?
Girl, you sure drive crazy.
He was talking like that when he
car said. Watching you. Could have swerved off the road. But I'd have put my hands on your thigh and lifted it up and put it on that brake pedal in case it looked like you weren't going to stop this car. You know what I'm saying?
How are you saying all of that?
Yeah. And so Calvin was hanging on for dear life because I was speeding. We laughed. We talked for a minute or two. Then Don came over and hugged me. Don put both his hands under my butt.
Yeah, cup.
Yeah, that crease right there, that cup crease, that's to lift.
Okay, we got it.
No, you got to know what's happening here.
We know. Too far.
No, but yeah. See, you don't know, because, and kiss the soul out of my body.
That's the part.
For your soul to come out your body, boy, the boy was kissing in here.
Stop it.
Booty kissing allowed the soul to get out of an opening that ain't hardly ever open.
Okay.
Then he just walked And that boy laid it on me and I was speechless. Then he just walked out and didn't say a word because he knew he had done what he came up there to do. Kissed the soul out your body. He heard you breathing. He heard you stop breathing. He heard you say...
wait, one more time?
What
one more time?
She said,
the soul gone. The soul gone.
That's like the soul leaving. So he walked out and didn't say a word. My husband apparently hung up at that point. He called me back.
Yeah.
He said he heard that I had two men in my car, and I didn't tell him. And made it worse, you had a man in your room, but what upset him most was the long silence he heard before Don walked out of my room. How do I explain the silence? I don't know what all he heard. Do I confess and keep acting dumb? You got to stay dumb, but since you lied about them going on the trip, let's continue to lie. The silence was because he had walked out for a moment and left his... phone, and I handed him his phone when he came back. That's all the silence was, because he was going out the room. Or, husband, your phone cut off.
Oh. Okay. The line dropped?
Yeah. Okay, so those are two viable lies, okay, that she can use.
Yeah, maybe you had a bad connection. I don't know what's wrong. So what's going on? How the kids?
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.